Welcome to Sacred Stream Radio with Isa Gucciardi. Today, Isa discusses the implications of 2012.
The deal with 2012 is, from my perspective, is that the stakes seem to be a bit higher because this is the end of an era, according to the long count calendar from the Mayan astronomy and according to the measurement of kalpas from the Vedic system and according to predictions and astronomical calculations from the Hopi tradition, which all point to the end of an era of cycles. And these eras, these kalpas, I think they're calculated at 144,000 years or something like that in time. There is some astronomical function that reflects, and I keep meaning to look into that. But in any case, the end of this cycle of the Earth's life is upon us. The Earth, of course, has been this field of consciousness that humans and other beings have been allowed to, have had the great privilege of being able to rest and evolve in her field. And she has unconditionally provided resources and experience for people and other beings to use, to evolve through. And there are some beings that have really taken full awareness of what is being offered them and have tried their best to remain in alignment with what she is giving. And then there are other beings that, you know, may not have been so fully aware and in appreciation and gratitude and in effort to remain aligned with her, but have not created a lot of negativity in that sort of unawareness. And then there are beings that have actively taken those resources and tried to direct them and submit other people to the structures that they create with those resources. And they may have a negative intention with that or a non-negative intention with that. Of course, the intention to hoard resources and direct resources into oneself or one's group against another group does have a negative aspect to it, in that it is selfish and it is not serving the other, but there's no like gross active negative intention in it. And then there's beings that are engaging with all of that structure creation, getting energy directed into them with an absolute negative intention. And the negative intention is to destroy. So there's all these different levels of relationship to the resources that the Earth provides. And the information that I've been given in a journey, and this, you know, this is kind of independent of any of the other research that I started doing afterwards, there's going to be a moment where people who are actively devolving and who actively have negative intention, and it could even go to the place where people are just ignorant of what is being given to them and not trying to become conscious. It could go anywhere along the spectrum of those other three engagements other than the effort to be aligned with the resources and create structures in the way that the Earth creates them, that those beings are actually not going to be given another chance. That what has been happening throughout the eon, this eon of in this cycle that is coming to an end according to all these different calendars, is that beings have been given chance after chance after chance through incarnating into the field of Gaia, into the material, and been given the opportunity through the encounter with different spiritual practices or, you know, through the understanding that might emerge from their own suffering, to change the way that they are aligning with the Earth, and that they are no longer going to be given that opportunity. And that is huge in terms of consciousness, because that means that all of the elements that make up all of the configurations of these different ways of being, either the actively negative intentioned or the selfishly intentioned or the just ignorantly intentioned. All of those structures, all of them on an energetic level, are going to be dissolved. And the consciousnesses that have been connected to those structures are no longer going to be given kind of admittance, if you will, into this place of greater alignment. And it's enormous because it is a total recycling of that energy in those elements. It's a complete recycling of consciousness. So consciousness is actually being dissolved. There's a couple of traditions that point to this. The Hopi tradition points to the, I think we're emerging from the fourth world into the fifth world. And this whole emergence from one world to another in the Hopi cosmology is a very intriguing way of understanding what is happening. So if there is this going to be this kind of mass emergence of people who are in alignment with the Earth's intentions, they will emerge into the next world. And that level of consciousness is going to be the consciousness that is then reiterated and developed through the next cycle or next kalpa. And, you know, you have a couple of other places where this kind of change is indicated. Like you have Jesus's famous words about going through the eye of the needle. Would your consciousness be able to move through the eye of a needle? Is it pure enough to be able to move that finely? Is your consciousness free of obscurations or free of obstacles that would get caught in the eye of that needle? And there's that image. And then, of course, you have the Christians. And in a lot of different traditions, but right now with the Christians, you have this Armageddon type idea where, you know, there's the chosen people and the ones who aren't chosen. And, you know, you just have to be close to God and it's all going to be okay. I mean, there is that similar kind of a thing. But, of course, there's so much misunderstanding about what it means to be close to God and the definitions of what is close to God and who is God and what is God and what isn't God. There's a lot of confusion there that itself has become, in many quarters, a kind of an obstacle. And in no way is this concept that I was kind of offered in any way a system that determines if one person is better than another or if there's some objective rule of thumb that would judge one group to be more deserving than another group. It's nothing like that. It is completely self-managed. And that the whole process of trying to become more conscious and become more aware and to root out where we have these misunderstandings about the nature of who we are and the nature of reality, I think that effort is the effort that would keep one in a sort of an evolving place where one would enter into the next world in the Hopi view and continue that evolution. But if you've had your consciousness being dedicated to negativity or to forms that would harm another or harm the field in which you are operating in an active way, then you have lost the evolutionary opportunity to change the course of that evolution. And I mean, for me, that feels very profound. And so for those of us that are doing our best, trying not to be deluded, trying not to be co-opted by any kind of religious or social construct that would make us better or special or, you know, good. For those of us that are really trying to stay aware and try to understand, okay, what is needed in this moment? What is needed at this moment of cataclysm? And you can ask that question up front. There's a tsunami coming in. What's needed in order to preserve the group? Or you can ask, you know, okay, here we are on the other side of the physical calamity. And here we are in the bardo. And what is needed, right? And for beings that can keep asking that question and to try to meet as well as they can their own physical demise with as much awareness and consciousness as possible, and to be able to at least maintain some kind of feel that is free of total terror, so that you might be able to at least thrust your consciousness, even if you can't maintain it the whole time, you know, kind of thrust it onto the shore of this larger vehicle of assistance for other beings that are sort of at the edge. Are they going to make it? Are they not going to make it? And if they aren't going to be entering into the next world, according to the Hopi tradition, what can be done for them at this moment to help them along a different evolutionary path and escorting them into the realm or the world that the elements of their consciousness are dissolving into? What can be done? I think that for me, and again, I know that I'm struggling with my concepts and constructs as a human being. I definitely have my filter. But for me, the task is to be able to meet calamity with as little fear as possible so that I can still be of service and so that I can actually perhaps even educate others to be of service to this cause, so that when we do meet calamity, whether it's individually or collectively, as in the tsunami, that we are able to keep the boat afloat, if you will, for as much consciousness as possible. And so that we could perhaps consciously emerge into the next way of being.
Thanks for listening to Sacred Stream Radio, brought to you by Red Cow Records and the Foundation of the Sacred Stream. For more information, please visit us on the web at sacredstream.org.